Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launched, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC now recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at vaxassist.com. That's vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, Faithful? It's great to be with you guys, and I'm pretty excited because finally news is starting to come down. I felt like it would happen a lot earlier, especially with how bad the 49ers have been, but it took a while, and the 49ers are already starting to make roster changes. They signed 11 players to future contracts for the offseason. We're going to talk about that. Getting some negative news on Drake Greenlaw. We'll talk about that. But probably the headliner for today's episode, Brian Snyder. The 49ers special teams coach for the past 3 years is out. The 49ers have officially fired somebody, which I think they've only fired three people since Shanahan's really showed up. That's, you know, Rick Scangarello the second time. They fired Steve Wilks last year, and now Brian Schneider, all of which I think are very worthy of firing. And let me just say this. It's always like twofold, because I don't like celebrating somebody losing their job and livelihood and whatever. That's rough. You know, the humanity of it is always, I know that doesn't come across on social media posts and all that stuff, but it sucks when somebody loses their income. That's a killer. But Brian Schneider has coached in the NFL for 10 plus years. And golly, the flip side is the 49ers just got better. The 2025 season, the 49ers have gotten better by subtracting Brian Schneider, who I have been out on since right after year one. I was just like, dude, we are not coached properly at almost every single turn. And some of them are like my favorite, or not favorites, some of the things I'm most excited to not see anymore, just how he let mistakes happen over and over and over and over again without ever correcting them. Shoot, just a couple off my top of my head. When we block for our punts, we release the pass rushers inside. That's why we got so many kicks blocked. Whenever we have alignment issues on punt or kickoff return, we never correct them. Look at DFF having multiple alignment issues back-to-back games. Never corrected. It's the exact same issue. We just let it go. Holding calls from Braden Willis negates a huge Debo return. Very next play, should have been a next kickoff return, does the exact same thing. The next kickoff return does the exact same thing. Like, we don't coach players out of their mistakes. We just allowed them to continue. Why coach them up? Why go to the sideline and say, hey, maybe you shouldn't do this? Let them go once they're pulling away. The refs are calling a tight game. No, like Brian Schneider, I literally don't think that he even did anything. I seriously saw him holding up cards for alignment, going out onto the field several times this year. Like, that's just not a, that's not a good coach if you have to do that. It's not. He's the worst gunner. Punt gunner coach I've ever seen in the history of football. He's the worst cornerback coach on punt return. Think about all the times Darrell Luter Jr. caused turnovers by running into his own guy or being too close to the punt returner. Never changed that behavior. Never changed it. Never corrected it. You're either coaching or letting it happen. Meanwhile, you had a healthy Samuel Womack just in street clothes on the side. Now he's going to be like pretty dang close to a Pro Bowl special teamer. His belief in Jake Moody, I could keep going. Special teams is a big deal, and I think never gets the attention it deserves. But, man, Brian Schneider being gone. Oh, man. It's weird. I actually have more confidence now in Kyle Shanahan. Just the fact that, hey, you made a move. Now, should they be done with moves? God, no. You need more moves. You need to move on for more people, a lot more people. And we'll talk about that soon. What's up, man? We got Jack Cooley in the house. Appreciate the super chat. Mr. Bowtie himself. Appreciate you, buddy. He says, much love, John. I'm trying to fix my attitude for the 2025 season. Hate being a cynical fan that I've been since February 11th. You were very consistent this entire season. You were correct in your cynicism. Got to get it right and be positive by draft day. Well, so here's the thing. The 49ers, there's a lot of reasons to be positive. And we're going to go through a lot of those today, Jack. The schedule is unbelievable. The 49ers have the easiest schedule in the NFL. They literally only play three teams that are in the playoffs currently. That's it. That's it. It is the easiest strength of schedule out of all 32 teams. The 49ers have the 32nd schedule, strength of schedule, like easy schedule. Health. 49ers are actually getting healthy. At least they say they are. We'll see how that goes with CMC. He says his knee's almost 100%. Isaac Rindo, ACL intact. Any good injury news is new news. And the fact that, like, we're only like 2 days out, like I just got back, you know, yesterday from flying down to Arizona, which was awesome. Had a great time. So many people. Game sucked. But like the fact that we're 2 days out of the season and we're getting positive injury news already. When did that happen last year? Never. Absolutely not. So things are starting to trend The fact that we move on from the special teams coordinator, I really hope we move on from Nick Sorensen. But we also have 11 draft picks. And even on top of the 11 draft picks, we're going to talk about this. The draft picks are improving on their own. You know, we are projected for 11 draft picks, but even the picks themselves, the compensation picks, they're improving because of our ginger quarterback that we just lost, Jack. I know you'll appreciate that. Sam Darnold, he's playing so well and getting, you know, Pro Bowl and all that stuff. That's going to, it looks like it's going to bump up our pick, which we were supposed to get a fourth round comp pick. Here, I'll open up the chart here. This is from Over the Cap, which they do better job at anybody else on projecting. Shout out to Nick Corte on projecting the compensation pick. So with the way that it is now, the 49ers are projected to get, this is just the players, has nothing to do with the coaches. We'll talk about that in a minute with Rand Carthon, D'Amico Ryans. A fourth round comp pick for Chase Young, a seventh round comp pick for Cleveland Farrell, and another seventh round comp pick for Ray McLeod. Now, the way the compensation formula works out, it's threefold. First, it's average per year, the APY of the contract. That is the largest portion of this formula. Number two is playing time. And number three is postseason awards, Pro Bowl, Comeback Player of the Year, MVP, blah, 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 blah. So because of that, that Sam Darnold, who signed for $10 million a year, and Leonard Floyd, who signed for $10 million a year, they canceled each other out. But because of all those postseason awards and playing time, Sam Darnold may no longer be canceled out by Leonard Floyd. Might bump him up to that fourth round tier. So then the 49ers would get a fourth for Chase Young, a fourth for Sam Darnold, then a seventh for Cleveland Farrell. Because under the new CBA, you're only allowed to get three player compensation picks rewards. You can't get four player comp picks. Now, you can get more than three comp picks, but only three for players lost. The rest have to be for coaches, which the 49ers figure into that too. Because we're still getting the third round pick for the year, Rand Carthon, who just got fired, and D'Amico Ryans left the same year. Because if you lose a minority coach or a head coaching candidate, general manager, whatever, you get two third round compensation picks. But if you lose two candidates in 1 year, instead of two and two, you get three consecutive years. And that's where the 49ers fall into. So even though Rand Carthon is no longer with the Titans, he just got fired this morning. Man, it'd be great to bring him back into the fold with Adam Peters gone, all that stuff. Bring him back into that number two role. That would be amazing. But we still get that third round compensation pick. Now you're telling me you're going to bump up. There's a possibility that you're going to bump up that fourth round pick. That would mean the 49ers have a first round pick, a second round pick, and this is where it gets fun, two third rounders and two, and then three fourth rounders. The Niners, they got some draft capital now. They really, really do. So if you're like trying to look for, man, how do I get positive? 11 picks going into this draft is awesome, and they're high picks. It's not like they're all low picks. Like, you're getting quality picks. That's huge. You're getting positive health things. Yeah, the coaching staff has already improved. Still got more improvement to do. Man, look at this, Coach Cruz. Appreciate your generosity, my friend. I miss you. You're the best. Thank you for the super chat. You are incredible. Your generosity knows no bounds, man, and it means a lot. It's been a rough year. One of the worst things, and this is not a pity party, but I'm just trying to be honest. Like, whenever the 49ers suck, people do not watch and listen to content, which affects how things go in the Chapman household. But this year didn't. It's weird. It hurts more whenever you lose the Super Bowl in overtime than this year did. This was like a steady just kick in the shorts. But like it. I appreciate you, man. Coach, you're the best of the best, and shout out to your family. Hope everybody's doing all right. All-Star Luna, thanks for the super chat. He says, I seen that Fred wife had a goodbye party for Greenlaw. Yes, definitely not a positive. The Warners threw a goodbye party for the Greenlaw family, and they posted things like, man, it's been great, you know, being neighbors for this time. It hates to lose, you know, friends and family to free agency. So let me just bracket this conversation. You guys all know how much I love Drake Greenlaw. Hopefully that has come across and I've not withheld my just love for who 57 is. I'm a foster parent. He's a foster kid. The positivity that he brings. Shedahead calls him Mike Tyson on the field. I love players like Juwan Jennings, Dre Greenlaw that just transcend the many generations of football and sports. The old school mentality, the physicality, the punch you in the face, we'll see what happens. I don't give a damn about everything else. I love that. And whenever Greenlaw went out in the Super Bowl, that's when the game changed. You remember he had Travis Kelce bumping into his coach on the sidelines trying to fight him and stuff because he got completely shut down. And Dre Greenlaw goes out, everything just went to crap immediately. Immediately. And that was the killer. Lee, I'm with you. I clicked on the wrong one. My bad. Junior, I'll be back to that one, Lee. Junior, please keep Greenlaw and Fred together. That's what I want. It is what I want. Now, does this mean it's over? No, but the tea leaves are out. Why would they throw a party if they didn't know? My assumption, this is just all conjecture, so file this away with whatever you want to do with it. I have no insider information. I do not want insider information. My assumption is the conversations happened and they basically said like, hey man, we'd like to have you back on a 1-year deal and we might be able to pay about this much. And Dre Greenlaw's like, man, this is probably my last contract. I'm looking for a multi-year deal. And the Niners said, I don't think we're going to be able to do that. That's all that it is because he'll be paid. He will get paid by somebody, and he will get a multi-year deal. That's my assumption. So I don't think it's like the Niners were like, hey, we don't want you. The Niners are going to be a little strapped with long-term deals that they can extend, especially on the back end of an already second contract.
It's a brand new year, and everybody has New Year's resolutions. Did you know only 8% of people stuck with their last year's New Year's resolution throughout the year? Well, who doesn't want to be better off financially? Well, here's the thing with Acorns. You go to there, Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, your retirement, whatever your financial needs are. And here's the thing, you don't have to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits your goals. And you don't need to be rich. You can start with $5. Even just your spare change, and they can round up your transactions. That's what I do personally. I've been using this same feature for at least 4 or 5 years now on Acorns. So whether you don't have time, you don't have a lot of money, it doesn't matter. This is where Acorns comes into effect for you because they help you get there. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. And I am proud to say that this episode is brought to you by Acorns. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investment involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorn.com/49ers. It's playoff time, and it's now or never. Don't miss out on the last few weeks of football action with Prize Picks, the best place to win cash while you watch the playoffs. And Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, Georgia, and Florida. So sign up today with our code 49ers, 49ERS. Get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. So if you think Brock Purdy is going to throw for more than 1.5 touchdowns or Lamar Jackson 250 pass yards the following week, man, that's where it's at. And my favorite thing is it's just simple. You pick two players, more or less, and then you're golden. So download the app today and use code 49ers, 49ERS, to get $50 instantly. After you play your first $5 lineup, again, download the app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 instantly after you play your first game on Prize Picks. Run your game.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride, prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC now recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Extending a rookie is easy because you have the flexibility, the youth, the longevity, all those things. Extending off of a second contract, that's where it gets tricky because they were already kind of at the top of the pay scale. Greenlaw wasn't, but there's not a lot of manipulation with cap hits and all that stuff that you get after extending a rookie deal. So, yeah, not a happy thing. Shout out to Rick. He reached out to me this morning about it. I got some sleep finally, which was really, really nice. I don't feel on edge. Working nonstop on those trips is a killer. It's awesome, and I love it. But, I want to keep Greenlaw. But now if you look at the 49ers depth chart, and D. Winters has proved to be a linebacker, too. He should have been the linebacker, too, all year, but Nick Sorensen has no clue what he's doing. We've got so many old-school coaches that just go with vets only instead of upside and promise, and instead they went with Devondre Campbell, who doesn't even care about the team, or he just cares about himself. It was a total mistake. On a wasted year, you wasted the development that you could have had from D. Winters. D. Winters is fine as a linebacker, too. Would I prefer to have Warner, Greenlaw, Winters? Yes, that's what we always wanted for 2 years now. Instead, they played DFF. That was a complete waste. Instead, they played Devondre Campbell. That was a complete waste. And again, the biggest issue of the 49ers is talent evaluation. It's not injuries. Injuries are huge. And that's what everybody wants to talk about. Ah, we were just banged up this year. Don't let them off the hook. Don't let them off the hook. It's not injuries. It's talent evaluation. D. Winters has been ready to be a starting linebacker, but instead you played DFF, and instead you played Devondre Campbell. Both major, major mistakes by Johnny Holland, by Nick Sorensen, and by Kyle Shanahan. Huge mistakes. Huge. All three of them deserve criticism. But now if you're going to move off Greenlaw, here's the linebackers you have. You still got Warner. You still got D. Winters. You got Curtis Samuel, who I'd be cool with getting the third linebacker spot in the current situation, and Tatum Bethune, who I'm just like, I love Tatum Bethune against the run, but this is no longer a run league. Yeah, dude cannot cover to save his life. Can't play in the open field to save his life. We saw it just recently. You know, I love that they got him snaps against the Cardinals, and I'll go through the tape. He's still got a long ways to go, but man, he is great against the run. We're not in the 80s anymore. He's such a bad special teams player. But those are the only linebackers you got. DFF, expiring contract. Campbell, yeah, come on, he's gone. Greenlaw, if he doesn't come back, that's what it is. And so, like, we got to see. Do not bring back DFF on a 100% guaranteed contract. That dude just does not fit what we do at all. He hasn't. But I really hope we get to keep him. Gosh, I hope we keep Dre Greenlaw. Appreciate you, Coach. He says, miss way too many of these. Time to enjoy the offseason. We will be back. Man, signs are pointing up. It really, really is. So I'm really, really excited. Now, there are some negatives. JD, my man, he says, John, do you think we will lose Brian Griese? He has been asked to go interview for the head coaching job of the Jets. The Niners have been poached and poached and then overpoached. And it's just like, man, even on the worst of worst years, we still have the opportunity to lose another quality coach. I do not believe that Brian Griese will get the Jets head coaching job. I don't think that's going to happen. But the fact that this is back-to-back years, he's getting interviews. He got OC interviews last year. Now he's getting head coaching interviews. I don't know. I think we get to keep him. I've said this again, just my opinion. I feel pretty strongly that Brian Griese's, if he wanted to be a head coach, should go to college and be there, then be an NFL head coach. But that's just my own personal opinion. He's not even calling plays. But because he was in the NFL so long, remember, he's the guy that replaced John Elway, or was supposed to, quote-unquote, replace John Elway. I mean, he's been a part of some great, great, great organizations and teams, and he's got those connections, and that's going to propel him up the ladder. I don't think we lose him this year. I really, really don't. And I don't think there's another coach that we really will lose. Maybe Clay Kubiak, who just called plays in our recent game, put up over 400 yards against the Cardinals with backups almost all over the place, which I think he did a good job. Now, the second part to JD's question, if we do lose Greasy, who do you think the quarterback play will be hindered? Or do you think the quarterback play will be hindered because of it? Yes, I do. We saw what Rick Scangarello, that dude was awful. Yeah, he can't get a job now. He's been fired everywhere. Shanahan propped up everything. And Shanahan works with the quarterbacks, which mitigates the quarterback coach. But no, I really, really, really want to keep Greasy. That's an important one for me. Clarzard. According to Ryan Poles, the Bears could be in the mix for to trade for a head coach, mentioning trading picks are on the table. That's awesome. I'm not trading Shanahan. Now, if you look what you got for Sean Payton, you know, you got a first and a third, I think it was, for Sean Payton. Yeah, something like that's on the board. But, you know, the Bears are drafted pretty high. Yeah, if you get a first-round pick or whatever, cool. But who you going to replace them with? You've got to factor that in. I'm going back to what the York said. They're not moving on from Shanahan and John Lynch. And I don't think now is the time. I really, really don't. I don't think that that's going to happen. So we'll see. We'll see. Right here, Clarzard Raj posted the goodbye party for them too. Yeah, I'm not an aggregator. I don't want to be an aggregator. I don't want to be an insider. I want to be a fan. And, you know, Raj and Brad and Wayne and all those guys that do all that, I'm thankful that they do it. I follow all of them. I try to support all of them as much as I can. But I try not to get really caught up in the whole, oh, this guy did it for, I'm not an aggregator. I'm not an insider. I just want to be a fan that puts a, you know, education, understand football, film breakdowns, coaching perspective, build community, whatever that is. I don't know what that is. I need a much better title than that. It doesn't roll off the tongue. Shout out to Tony Meredith over on Facebook. He says, John, what happened to the third comp pick for Sala, D'Amico, McDaniels, and Rand Carthon? So it's not eight. You get two per hire. So we lost four. That should be eight. However, when two get hired on the same year, like D'Amico and Rand Carthon, instead of getting four, you get three consecutive. That was written into the bylaws. So we lost D'Amico and we lost Rand Carthon the same year. And so you get three consecutive third round comp picks. This would be the final one for that. I hope that makes sense. I know compensation picks are always weird. But I try to do my best to break down, and I make mistakes all the time. There's no doubt, especially on live shows, because it's not like I get to spend 20 minutes looking up. Usually whenever I get emails, like I have time, like I'll get my coffee, I'll chill, I'll do research, and I'll put those in my notes. But on the live shows, which I like, and it's fun because it creates a little bit of a conversation, I don't always get to dive in depth and make sure I know all these things, 100%. So that's part of the live show. That's what it is. And I got to admit, I have not gotten to emails in a while. I've been struggling. I've been limping across the finish line, but I will get to them. I promise you the offseason is upon us. And I like this comment from Jack. Firing of a special teams coach is only good if they replace it with someone better. Yeah, we fired Richard Hightower, Shanahan's long-lost buddy from Texas, and thought we'd improve. We did not. We did not. And so, Jack, you are correct, because we fired a terrible special teams coordinator in Richard Hightower. Actually, we didn't fire him. We allowed him to look for other places, because Shanahan doesn't throw certain people under the bus. He's only fired, I think, three coaches since he's been here. But we went from worst to the absolute worst. Now, the good news is we're the worst special teams unit in college football, NFL. Like, we're the worst. It was comical. You know, we break down every single play, offense, defense, special teams for the past 4 years. It was comical breaking down the 49ers special teams. And that's what I'm excited about. I'm excited to finally have the opportunity, Jack. Not saying that's what's going to happen. We could hire somebody as bad. You cannot hire anybody worse than Brian Schneider. You can hire somebody as bad. There's nobody worse in the NFL. Like, that does not exist. So I'm excited for the opportunity to have quality special teams. Any improvement would be huge, because our kickoff team was just a joke. Our kickoff return team was just a joke. Our punt team was a joke. Our punt return team was a joke. Our field goal unit was a joke. Like, it was just every single one of them was just catastrophic. There is nobody that could do worse than Brian Schneider has done. It's impossible. It's impossible. So the worst thing that could happen is you hire somebody that's the same level. That would be, it'd almost be impressive if you could find some, because you found somebody worse than Richard Hightower. Could you find somebody as bad as Brian Schneider? I don't think you can. I don't think that exists. I don't believe that exists. And it goes back to whenever I was at training camp. And I remember, you know, I was at every single training camp practice. And I kept saying, dude, this guy ain't coaching. He's not coaching anybody. He just stands out there and talks. There's no reps. There's nobody's getting reps. This guy just wants to hear himself talk. That's all he's doing. And it was just like, this is practice, and there's no reps being had. And I put that out there on social media, and I was like, you got to give him a chance. It's a new kickoff rule. How'd that work out? Dr. Steve Brule, what's up, brother? He says, Dre Greenlaw about to get $15 million plus. 49ers can't afford that. Godspeed, young man. He deserves it. He deserves it. I really, really do believe that. Niner Goat. I'm coming back to that comment. Right here. Mike Rotondo. Love the thumbnail. Tug Speederman. Here we go again and again. I love Tug Speederman. So I did I'm rewatching Game of Thrones. That's what I love Game of Thrones. I'm a nerd. And so, like, whatever I do draft research every year, my data collection, I put my laptop in my pocket, in my lap. That's where it goes. And I put on, like, good TV. Usually, as soon as the offseason starts, I either do Game of Thrones or The Wire almost every year. I think they're, like, two of the greatest shows ever. I do Band of Brothers. I do all that. So, anyway, right now, I'm redoing Game of Thrones. So the thumbnail for the audio listeners is I put Kyle Shanahan's face on Ned Stark's body, and it's like the winter is coming, and it's like changes are coming. that's what it is. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that, man. It's funny because sometimes I do, hey, man, I think that this is a good thumbnail that will get attraction on social media or whatever, and then a third of the time I'm like, I want to make a thumbnail that's going to make me chuckle because I'm an idiot. And then sometimes I'm just like, all right, let's make the fastest thumbnail as I can because I'm tired and whatever else. So this was the one that makes me chuckle. I made the thumbnail for myself. I'm glad Mike or somebody else enjoyed that. You guys are the best. Now, here's the cool thing. I hope y'all bet with us this past week. The number one thing that I said was Ricky Pearsall's going over his over-under. It was the largest bet that we put out all year. Thankfully it hit, but there's still a lot of good bets if you want to bet the playoffs. And if you are going to bet, man, MyBookie's the place to go.
You know football. You watch all the games. You know what's going to happen before it actually does. So why don't you put your knowledge to the test over at MyBookie, where you can bet on everything. Go to MyBookie.ag, use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, or scan this QR code next to me, and they're going to match your initial deposit. Put in 50, you get 50. Put in 100, you get 100, all the way up to $1,000. Plus, you can bet everywhere. California, Texas, doesn't matter. I've been in California for years. I've used it for 6 straight years. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out. Trusted source, and you can bet on anything you want. You want to bet on politics, any sport, you name it. They've got the casino if that's your thing. You name it, MyBookie is there for you. Now, make sure you use promo code 49ERS to get that double deposit. And MyBookie, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
All right, let's see here. We've got some comments right here. Shout out to NinerGoat16. Jalen Walker time. Let's go. PFF and Trevor Sikkema, who I think does a really, really good job. I don't like the fit. But they just put out, PFF just put out an entire first round mock. And again, we're going to be spending a lot of time on draft content. We already have, you know, video all 22 breakdowns up on some first round targets. We're going to be adding to those throughout the draft process for sure over on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon channel. But anyway, in the PFF mock draft by Trevor Sikkema, I want to give credit to him. He had the 49ers take an edge slash linebacker Jalen Walker out of Georgia. Now, Jalen Walker's, he played off ball kind of edge rusher, and like he's small, but a lot of teams, especially 3-4 teams, are going to love him. I don't know if he's the perfect fit for us. And a lot of that too, like, man, we got to see what happens at DC. If we keep Sorensen or we hire another 4 defensive front type guy, we know those types of DNs that we like. I'm not sure Jalen Walker fits that. You know, he's 6'2", 250. We don't have that type of guy. Now, D Ford was that kind of guy. And yeah, the 49ers could definitely use Jalen Walker. But is he going to be, do you want to spend the number 11 overall pick on just a speed rusher, edge rusher only? Like, I don't think he's a 3-down guy in a 4-down system, in a 4-down lineman system. He's great. You know, Trevor Sikkema includes his pass rush win rate, 18.3% to 21% over the last 2 years. I mean, he is an edge rusher. You want sacks? That's what he is. Turn speed to power. That's kind of his thing. But again, is he a true fit? I think he's a 3-4 guy. Now, we do a wide 9, which you can incorporate that. But man, I have not done film on Jalen Walker yet. I have to see, can he hold the edge? He doesn't fit the traditional defensive end style, but PFF and Trevor Sikkema and NinerGoat16 right here says that's kind of where that is. And so I'm glad that you brought that up, because NinerGoat, make it fit. Get rid of the wide 9. I am not anti-wide 9. Now, I'm not saying we have to keep it. I do personally think it would be in the Niners' best interest to stay with the 4 D-line front, the even front. But I don't think the wide 9's the issue. I think Nick Sorensen's the issue. He has been the issue. You look at the defenses that give the 49ers offense the most trouble. It's wide nine, 3-4 style teams, but really the wide nine, not even the 3-4 teams. That is the biggest hindrance because it stops the perimeter run game. It just creates such an issue there. So I don't think wide nine's the issue, but I'm not like married to it either. I just want Bosa to be in a four down line system. I don't want Bosa playing that 3-4 spot that his brother had to play. I don't want to see that. So I do want to build this around freaking, I want a four, an even front, but yeah, I think you could make Jalen Walker fit. I believe that in whatever system you want to, but yeah, we'll see there. Right here, Mike says, I'll take the kid from Michigan, Graham. Yeah, I think defensive tackle is a bigger issue than defensive end, but I'm not sure Mason Graham's going to be there. Just to put this into perspective, Mason Graham went, what pick did he go? Fifth in this same mock draft that PFF did. So right here, no soup for you. No soup for you. Says, you know, no more Michigan guys, please. Yeah, don't scout the helmet too much. Michigan's got some great players, and I think the 49ers are going to end up with a couple of them. Pete says, don't get so cute. Just take the highest-rated tackle on the board. I'd be cool with that, too. Kawachipto, my draft expert, says Jalen Walker isn't worth the 11th pick. His measurables are going to be a big deal. Can he show that he can put on weight and still have bend? Because you don't want to be evaluated as an off-the-ball linebacker if you could be an edge guy, right? And especially in a post Micah Parsons world, that's where it is. So the road has been painted. Now, there's not a lot of Micah Parsons out there. So can he prove that he could do that? Combine's going to be huge. Can he put on weight? Can he keep speed? And can he keep bend? That's what we're going to want. Right here, David Gravel. Right. Oh, David G, my man. He says, who would you want for DC? Realistic or non-realistic? Spagnuolo. I would trade a first-round pick for Steve Spagnuolo, to be honest with you. I think he's the best coordinator. I think he might be the best coach in the NFL, like just from an offense or defense. I think he gives the team the biggest advantage of anybody, and that's offensive play caller, defensive play caller, head coach. Now, Spagnuolo flamed out as a head coach. Spagnuolo's the guy. But why would Spagnuolo leave? We tried to last year. Why would you leave Mahomes and Andy Reid? You guaranteed ref support and whatever else, and you've won three Super Bowls. Like, Spagnuolo, I think, and people could disagree with this, just an opinion, I think Spagnuolo is more important than Andy Reid. That's just, I think he is the best coach in the NFL. I truly do believe that. Now, coach of the year, and I've been saying this since like week five, is Kevin O'Connell. Kevin O'Connell, I think, is going to win coach of the year. That dude, what he did this year is incredible. Now, if I couldn't do that, I'd be happy with Brian Flores. Why would he leave to come with us? He won't. So then you got to get to realistic options, David. Very similar to my take on losing out on Brian Snyder. You can't get worse. There is nobody worse than what we just did with Nick Sorensen, and he has to get fired. He has to get fired or relocated. Man, put Nick Sorensen as special teams coach. I'd be cool with that. If you want to keep him and he's your guy and he's a shithead, yes, man, so you can't fire him. Man, move him to special teams coach. I'm cool with that. That dude played a decade at that spot. Can't be worse, and it would get us an improvement at DC. Schwartz, Ulbrich, Sala, don't care. I want a 4D line, you know, four an even front. It's somebody with a personality, man. Yeah, I always call Nick Sorensen Pet Rock because that dude, you don't even know if he's standing next to you. Sneaky sneezer. Like, yeah, you just got to move on. You got to move on. Vince knows Vegas. Appreciate the super chat, man. You are awesome. Yeah. This, I do agree with this, Mike. He says, you know, you could miss on anyone, any school. Again, if you stayed away for Michigan players, that means, well, should have never drafted. You go through all the Michigan greats or Texas greats or Ohio State. Don't scout the helmet, which is hard for me because I'm very passionate about college football. And again, my bias, I'm a Longhorn. There's been terrible Longhorns. Jordan Elliott, he's probably one of my least favorite players on this roster. I just can't stand the lack of consistency. He's from Texas, and I've watched that dude play since high school, and I thought he was going to be awesome, but he just never has been a consistent player at any level. My least favorite player on our team, maybe Jake Brindle, but that dude got to go. You watch the fourth quarter against Arizona and Jake Elliott. Yeah, you want to get mad, go watch that. Go watch that. You see somebody just quit. Anyway, right here, John, he says, who is your highest rated cornerback? How high would you take one? I have not done cornerback tape. I'm still working O-line, D-line first, and then pivoting outside of that. And so we're still working on that, John. I do love Jahdae Barron. I do not know what to do with him. The dude was a strong safety. He was elite. Then he got moved to slot corner the next year. He was elite. Then he got moved to outside corner. Then he won the Thorpe Award. I don't think that you could go wrong with Jahdae Barron. Now, there are a lot of other great corners. Again, back to Michigan. Will Johnson, 6'2", 200 pounds. He's exactly how you want to build a corner. A lot of people see him as a top 10 guy. Now, the thing for me is, John, I would not take a corner super early. Why? Because we have two elite young corners already signed. You've got Renardo Green. You've got D'Amador Lenore locked up for at least the next 3 years. You got to have three corners in the NFL. But do I want to spend another high pick on a corner? I do not. Doesn't mean it would be a bad pick because I consider corner to be a premium position in the NFL. However, I want to build through the trenches. O-line, D-line, I think. Center is a bigger need. I think offensive tackle is a bigger need. I think defensive tackle is a bigger need. And I think defensive end is a bigger need. And they all cost more. So I haven't done tape on Will Johnson. I haven't done Jahdae Barron. He played nonstop, but I haven't done the all 22 on him. Second round, I would prefer it not to, but I think Jahdae Barron goes in the back end of the first round. We're picking early second round. So if he is there, Jahdae Barron's there second round. If you're one of those best player available guys, yeah, you take that because Jahdae Barron can play outside, inside, safety, safety. He can play a both. They are all four spots. So second round would be the earliest I would go. I think you have to go trenches first round. I think you have to. I really, really do. And as long as it's O-line or D-line in the first round, I'll be pretty happy. I don't care who it is. Anyway, we'll see what that is. Right here, Big Fish, what's the deal with Drake Jackson? He's still got another year on his deal, but yeah, we'll see. You have to move forward and just say, we cannot rely on anything from Drake Jackson, nothing at all. If you get anything from him, it's bonus, but you can't count on anything at all. It's just, oh, man. Yeah, that's what it is. We need a ball, rah, rah, DC. Yeah, we know who that is. We know who that is. We know who that is. And I'd be very happy to get Robert Saleh back. I don't know if that's really a thing. I really don't know if that's an availability. I don't. Now, Sid says, Joe's laughing at your pet rock comment. Thank you. I appreciate that. Now, the 49ers have made some roster moves, and I'm kind of excited about four of them. Four of them, I'm like, yeah. And so now you're building to the 90-man roster. So you're no longer constrained to the 53. You have to build out to the 90. So my favorite four players that they brought back, they signed 11. Tanner Mordecai, quarterback, transferred all over the place. I'm excited about that because he could be in an elevated role. Like, he's going to be competing for that number two job. He's been in the system for a year. He's got the mobility. He's got a stronger arm than Brock, all those things. He's not competing with Brock. However, Josh Dobbs, contract expired. Brandon Allen, contract expired. So you're moving into this offseason with two quarterbacks under contract. That's it. Brock Purdy and Tanner Mordecai. Now, what is your faith in Mordecai? You got to draft or bring somebody in. You got to. You can't go with just two quarterbacks. 49ers are going to keep four quarterbacks from now on. But Tanner Mordecai's a fun player. He's got some spice to him. He really, really does. Safety, Jalen Mahoney. I really like Jalen Mahoney. He was one of the priority undrafted free agents last year. Beat out a lot of long-term safeties that they have been cultivating. and he's good at special teams. I think Jalen Mahoney is a guy that could be a quality special teamer that could play up into that George Odom role. Like, he's kind of that style replacement on a super cheap deal. You could have him for the next 3 years. So I really like Jalen Mahoney. Center Drake Nugent, come on, man. I really wish we could have got that guy snaps. That was so stupid to not even let the guy get a snap when the games didn't matter. Instead, you had to keep Jake Brendel out there. Just stupid. Again, the biggest issue with the 49ers isn't injuries. It's talent evaluation. It really is. And you got a guy. I don't know if Drake Nugent could be the guy. He looked great in training camp. He looked great in preseason. Then we just put him on a shelf. Meaningless game, getting blown out by 47. Nah, let's let Jake Brendel get some more snaps. It's important. Why not? He's not 32 years old. Oh, he is 32 years old. It's not like he, oh, wait a second. Yeah, we do know exactly what he is. Anyway. And then the fourth one I'm most excited about is tight end Mason Plime. You've got a major issue at tight end outside of George Kittle. Now, Mason Plime, I remember people last year saying, oh, Mason Plime's going to be tight end too. And I was like, man, Mason Plime ain't even going to make this roster. And it, like, he got no snaps ever in training camp. He got no snaps ever in the preseason games. The dude just started playing football. It was a long-term development play. It always was going to be. But I remember, like, oh, Mason Plime's tight end. Like, a lot of people were so big on that. And I think eventually the upside's there with how big he is, and I love that they brought him back. But now is the time where you could start. He's been in the system a year. This dude just started playing football like 2 years ago. Now is the time to see if he could develop into something. Maybe he could be a tight end three. That's a realistic option. Tight end two, no. Still no for that one. Then the rest of the guys, defensive end Jonathan Garvin looked good in camp last year. Wide receiver Tariq Owens, T.O.'s son. O-line Sebastian Gutierrez. D-line Taron Jackson. Cornerback Chase Lucas. O-line Zach Johnson. Wide receiver Trent Taylor. What the hell? Like, why was Trent Taylor getting snaps? Weeks, like, let the young guys out there. Anyway, I get rewarding vets for staying with you, and I like that. But it's like, why can't we see the young pups? It's the future is now, old man. Trent Taylor's not so fast. He says, not so fast. We'll see there. Right here. David, I think Saleh gets a head coach post. I would love to hire Robert Saleh if I was a college. I think that he would crush it. He's not from this part of, you know, I had a buddy that flew back to Jersey. Shout out to my man. He saw Robert Saleh at the airport, and Robert Saleh said bang, bang to him, which is so cool. Like, that's cool. Buddy texted me. Like, I love that. Shout out to Nick. He's the best. But, like, I don't think Robert Saleh wants to come back to the 49ers. He could get a DC job with his best friend if he wanted it. If I was Robert Saleh, I would do a head coaching job in college, personally. But once you're a head coach, it's hard to go back. It's hard to be in control of everything and then say, no, this ain't the life for me. That's hard. You know, people ask me all the time when I go back to coaching. And, like, man, my first year coach, I was a freaking middle school coach in Texas, and I worked up to be a head coach. There's no way in hell I would ever coach again unless I was a head coach. Like, I do a solo podcast. Why? I want things to go my way. Now I record with Wayne because I love that dude and he's awesome. And I record Coach because I love that dude and he's awesome. And I record with a few other people, but, like, I don't know. Maybe I don't think I'm a control freak. It's just, I like things to go a certain way. I don't know. That's hard to go back from doing everything that you want and being in, you know, having your fingerprints on everything to just, you know, do it a little bit. That's hard. Look at David, our resident Cowboys fan. What's up, Walner? Love you, bro. He was my teaching mentor back in Texas. He says, Dallas trading for Purdy next week. Man, you always try to cause problems. I respect it. What's up, Big Papa? And yeah, Saleh is getting interviewed for the Jacksonville job. He'll have some opportunities. I doubt they go with him. I don't know how the hell Trent Baalke still has a job as GM. But you had Khan, the owner, say in a live conference call, if the new head coach wants to go a different direction, a general manager, he will have that. And you can see Trent Baalke's face just sit there just like. But I don't think Saleh gets that job. But, you know, they went with offensive guru with Urban Meyer and then Dougie Fresh, and neither one worked out. But Trent Baalke's the issue. And if you're Khan and you can't recognize that, then, you know, you take that for whatever you want. It's whatever. Lieutenant Simple Jack, I freaking love it, man. We got two Tropic Thunder references in one show. That's how I know I love you guys. This community is amazing. I didn't even read your comment. Hopefully it's not terrible. Here we go. Lieutenant Simple Jack is Rob Loader. Louder. Another guy that I'm going to say it. Y'all say whatever you want. I freaking love Rob Loader. He's incredible. He is my go-to post-game. He's the first show I always listen to at the airport. Whenever I'm flying back from any 49ers game, go check it out. I mean, he is just the best on Blue Wire Pods. He's just the best. Rob Louder. Love that dude. So he says, I was going to message you, but might as well ask here, what are the draft big boards other than your own that you consistently reference throughout the draft season? I always start with Mock Draft Database, because that's the consensus kind of big board. That's like what it is. It takes from all the different sites. I try to stay away from PFF as much as possible. I feel like they're the biggest outlier because they go off of their own research as much as other ones. I do like the Draft Network. I think that they are pretty solid, actually, which they've got a really sketchy past. But I do think that they have a lot of football guys still, football people in the building. And I think that they're one of the better ones that go throughout the season, which I like. But the number one is always Dane Brugler of The Athletic. What Dane says, I go with that big time. The top 50 board from Daniel Jeremiah, that has to carry a lot of weight. But I'm going to say it starts and ends with Dane Brugler of The Athletic. I just think his team, his staff, they start in high school. They start kind of sophomore year high school, and they track all of these players nonstop. And, you know, when the beast comes out, their thing, that is the best. But Rob Louder, you are just the absolutely best. Striking gold, the man. Freaking love that dude. Such a good guy. And it was so cool because, you know, last year we did a lot of the draft stuff. And, man, we need to talk again. But I need to get Rob on the show. I know he's busy. And I hope the kiddo's doing great. And I hope teaching and coaching's doing great. That dude is a man of the people. But anyway, that's what it is. So this show, we're going to conclude. And I'll say this. If you walk away with anything, I'm going to go back to the comment from my good friend Jack. I understand the pain, the heartbreak, the misery that has happened. I just watched the Cardinals put up 47 points. I flew across the country to watch that in person. I get it. It's very easy to be angry and mad and cynical. But, man, we are getting good news on good news on good news. We're getting good injury updates on Christian McCaffrey, Isaac Grando. We're getting good coaching news. The staff just got better. We've got great scheduling news. We have the easiest schedule in the world, literally the world, next year. So pumped about that. So draft picks, we got 11 and they're getting better. If you are one of those people that's just like, I'm so pissed. I get it. But any good news after what the hell we just went through? Oh, I get the PTSD. I understand it. But 2025 is looking up, and I'm excited about that. And I think that this journey, this offseason, gosh, you got Brock Purdy on record saying, I don't want to drag this out. I don't want drama in anything in my life. Let's get this damn deal done. Let's get a new DC. Let's start to make changes. Let's go. Let's understand why we're here, why things went so bad, and then change things. Ugh. I'm excited. Thank you guys. You are the absolute best. And it's going to be a fun offseason. Stick with us. And you guys are the best. Until next time, stay strong, faithful.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.